Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, September 27th, 2021. As of yesterday, 67.1% of Berliners received at least one coronavirus vaccination, 63.6% have been fully vaccinated, and the 7-day incidence in the capital was 69.1. The SPD has won the elections to the Berlin House of Representatives. The party with top candidate Franziska Giffey achieved 21.4% after counting all voting districts and ended up ahead of the Greens, who came in at 18.9%, their strongest result ever in Berlin. According to the State Election Administration, the CDU achieved 18.1% and the left achieved 14% and lost slightly compared to 2016. The AfD came in at 8% and suffered significant losses, and the FDP also rejoins the House of Representatives with 7.1% of the vote. As in 2016, Berlin can only be governed by a three-party alliance. SPD top candidate Giffey is the designated successor to Mayor Michael Müller, provided she wins a majority for it in the House of Representatives, and Müller is leaving office to join the Bundestag. In purely mathematical terms, a continuation of red-red-green would be possible. The leading candidates of the Greens and the left also spoke out in favor of this. Giffey, however, did not. She said on election night that there was now a, quote, clear vote for the SPD and the Greens, unquote, but added that the SPD would also like to talk to all the other parties. In addition to the election for the House of Representatives, there were also elections for the Bundestag, 12 new district parliaments, and the referendum on the expropriation of large real estate corporations. The referendum was successful. The majority voted in favor of socialization. The necessary quorum of at least around 612,000 yes votes was reached. The referendum was about the question of whether real estate companies with more than 3,000 apartments and profit-making intent should be socialized, for example, expropriated in return for compensation. The initiative Deutsche Wohnen und Co. in Teignen believes it will be possible to stop the rise in rents in Berlin and secure affordable rents in the long term. Voter turnout in Berlin was 75.6%, which was significantly higher than in the 2016 election for the House of Representatives, when 66.9% voted. However, this time a federal election was held in parallel. For the last federal election 4 years ago, the turnout in Berlin was also 75.6%. There was a record turnout for absentee ballots. According to the state election commissioner, a total of 988,201 ballots were issued, 44% higher than in the 2017 federal election. The super election Sunday in Berlin was accompanied by numerous breakdowns and considerable waiting times. In some polling stations, the available ballots ran out as early as Sunday morning, and because of the Berlin Marathon, there were also logistical difficulties. RBB24 also received numerous other messages from people reporting similar problems. In one polling station in the district of Marzahn-Hellersdorf, for example, the ballots for the referendum were missing. The problems were confirmed by State Election Commissioner Petra Michaelis. This led to long delays in voting and sometimes to long queues in front of the polling stations. Those who had queued up before 6 p.m., however, were still allowed to vote, so that at some polling stations, voting continued until around 8 p.m. According to the State Election Administration, the problems with the process will be worked through in the coming days. Federal Election Commissioner Georg Thiel requested a detailed report from Michaelis on the glitches. Michaelis does not believe, however, that the election could be contested as a result. Berlin Briefing will cover the district elections in the coming days. And now, on to the other news. On Saturday, after weeks without food and most recently without liquids, two young climate activists ended their hunger strike in Berlin after they were promised a public discussion with the then SPD candidate and now presumably Chancellor Olaf Scholz. Scholz posted on Twitter that he was glad that the strikers were drinking and eating again. The climate activists had demanded that Scholz declare a climate emergency, and Scholz offered to hold talks with them after the election. The new Berlin dog law, which was amended by the House of Representatives a couple of days ago, will not come into force for the time being. Berlin's finance senator Matthias Kollatz announced on Friday that his authority had constitutional concerns. The law was intended to exempt pensioners and those with low income from the dog tax. More than 100,000 dog owners live in Berlin. Many of them are pensioners or receive social welfare. Especially for these people, their pet is often an indispensable companion. Now the Senate has to deal with the dog law in its next session. On Saturday, a car fell 10 meters from the A100 in Charlottenburg onto the railroad system at the Westend S-Bahn station. At least two occupants of the vehicle were injured. According to police, it is not yet known how the accident occurred. Witnesses reported that a third person was sitting in the car and fled. Whether the person is also injured is not known, and the others were taken by ambulance to a hospital, and it's reported that one has life-threatening injuries. Because of the police and fire department operation at the track, the services of lines S41 and S42 between Hallensee and Beuselstrasse was temporarily interrupted. Compared to the other federal states, an above-average number of crimes at Berlin vaccination centers was reported to police. Among them were incidents such as insults, trespassing, theft, or property damage and assault. The data was collected by the news agency EPD. Of the roughly 190 police-relevant cases nationwide, Berlin recorded 20. Bavaria had the most cases, with a total of 56, while Saxony had 54 since January of 2021. Across Germany, the construction of the centers had begun in the summer of 2020, and they were then opened at the end of the year. Among the cases registered in Berlin were violations of the Weapons Act. In half of the cases, the perpetrators could be identified. According to the EPD, the violations and crimes registered nationwide mainly involved graffiti, disruptions of vaccination campaigns, threats, and bodily harm. Police are investigating a 27-year-old man after he attacked an employee of the Volksbühne on Thursday evening, the season opener of the theater. The employee suffered minor injuries after he was pushed by the man. In addition, violations of the Infection Protection Act and an unregistered assembly are being investigated because six people loudly protested in front of the theater and locked four of the five doors of the stage with chains and bicycle locks. According to a police spokesperson, the demonstrators were part of the Querdenker scene. Berghain plans to reopen its doors. On its homepage, the club announced a Clubnacht for the first weekend in October and events for the following Saturdays as well. Those who want to get in, however, not only have to get past the guards of the, quote, hardest door in the world, but also be vaccinated against or recovered from corona. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back on Friday. Thanks for listening.